Welcome to worship, everyone. We're so glad to have you here. This is a very special Sunday. As you heard the beautiful music, we're going to get to hear all service long. We're so grateful to you for your wonderful playing this morning. Thank you. Plus, we have our houseboats group back from Houseboats today. If you are part of the Houseboats, would you just stand up, please? All leaders and all participants, would you stand? We're so glad. Back in the back, I see you. Stand up. There's some of you back there. All right. Well, we're excited because we get to hear from you how the Lord worked in your life and just the joy of community together on those houseboats. Nothing can really substitute for that. Plus, we have Abigail being baptized this morning, so we are looking forward to that as well. So let's come before the Lord this morning with thanksgiving, with lightness of heart, with joy of spirit, and let's join together in the call to worship as it is on the screens. I was glad when they said unto me, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us worship God. O Lord, you are here in our midst as we worship you today. You know our failings, our weaknesses, and our struggles. You are aware of our doubts and our fears. Forgive us for our lack of trust in you, for our tendency to wander, and for our lack of gratitude. Restore to us the joy of our salvation and renew a right spirit within us. We pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
The promises of scriptures are true and trustworthy. God tells us in scripture that if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Amen.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones do hear me long, they are weak at me strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you that we are able to gather here this morning to lift your name on high. You are an awesome God, creator and ruler of the entire universe, and we praise you and thank you for everything you have done for us and given to us. We thank you, Lord, for the season of summer, a time for many of us to relax, spend time with our families, travel to new and familiar places, enjoy and appreciate the beauty of this earth. Thank you that our lakes and reservoirs are full and that there is even still snow in the mountains. Since you created us, Father, you are aware of our every need, and you are always there to show us your love by providing for those needs. Thank you for our jobs, our homes, our families and friends, and for the food on our tables. We are so grateful, Father, for this church community. I thank you for bringing me to West Valley over 30 years ago, the first church I ever knew, so that I could get to know your son, Jesus, and be able to raise my children in a loving Christian community. Thank you for Pastor Kim and her ministry at this church and for the amazing way she makes Scripture come alive to become relevant for all of us. Father, we know that sometimes we fall short of the plans you have for us. We ask for your forgiveness when we don't behave like the good people you would have us be, when we don't stop to lend a helping hand, when we neglect our responsibilities, and when we don't treat others the way we wish to be treated. Thank you for loving us despite our shortcomings, and please help us every day to be more like Jesus. This morning, Lord, we have some special requests to lift up to you. We thank you so much for the music ministry that Steve Potter has provided here at West Valley for the past couple of years. His friendliness, his compassion, his musical talents, and his love for you, Lord, have provided a meaningful and uplifting worship experience for our congregation. We ask that you richly bless Steve and Gail as they move on to serve you in new ways. We ask for healing this morning, Father, for all those who are hurting, either physically or emotionally, as you are the great physician, Lord. Thank you for another successful houseboat trip this summer for our middle school and high school students. And we ask that you bless all the children attending this coming week's VBS program. Be with our church leaders as they discuss the possibility of this new ministry partnership with the Nori Church. Bless all the other summer activities being planned here at West Valley, as well as the ongoing ministries that are intended to help everyone here know Christ and make him known. Now would you please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
So I'm Aaron, and this is my third year going on houseboats. It's a fun experience that I'm happy I could be a part of. But I think it's very important to realize that this is a trip for God, and it helped me get closer to him. So this year, on the trip, I felt closer to God, and like years before, I felt like I could be a part of like what is going on here. And every year there's a program that is put on by the people that like plan this, Sunshine Ministries. And I thought that program where you get to talk with leaders and other staff and stuff about privately about like what is like bothering you or like how God is working in your life during that week. And I think it's great that they do that because it really helped me like get involved and become like closer to God, I think. So I think over the past 3 years, Houseboats has been a pretty fun experience. And I think it really helps people get closer with God, and it's really great. It's good for people to get involved in. And I think if you're going into middle school or high school, you should get involved with it, because it's great. And thank you.
Hi, I'm Nikki Thorpe. It was my first year going to Houseboats. It was one of the greatest weeks of my life. But I'm not here to just talk about how many times I fell off the banana boat. I'm here to talk about my connection with Jesus. We learned about how to fix our eyes on him. It doesn't mean to stare at a picture of him all day. It also doesn't mean to just put him on a shelf and take him down when we need him. Instead, it means to be in constant connection with God and to rely on him for everything. So today, maybe take a minute out of your day to pray to him or help someone who is struggling in their faith. I also learned to forgive. This is not easy. Jesus also doesn't expect this to happen overnight, but to gradually move closer to Jesus. I think Houseboats and Sunshine Ministries are great organizations to meet new friends and find more about the glorious wonders of Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I'm really loud. Okay, despite what you may have thought, I actually used to be white before Houseboats, but the sun was so intense that it turned me this color. But anyway, Houseboats was a very hot place, but it was also an incredible experience that I wouldn't change for the world. I had the privilege and the opportunity to become a leader on the boats this week, and I got to know a lot of the students. And what I learned on Houseboats is how amazing these students are. Like, I see, like, future prophets, evangelists, pastors, like, teachers, lawyers, doctors. There's nothing that these kids cannot do. And Houseboats brought the best out of them. They brought them closer to each other and, most importantly, closer to God. This trip has taught me how valuable and how important it is to invest in our youth. They are going to be the future leaders. They're going to be the future of the church. And so it's so important, even though it may seem expensive on the front end, it is so valuable to invest in these kids. I heard one of the students saying, like, I never really thought about this whole religion thing, but Jesus is a pretty cool guy. And for me to hear that, somebody who never even considered religion, who wasn't part of a religious family, to openly admit that they love Jesus and his teachings was very powerful. Just being able to talk to them about God and have them be so hungry and desperate to ask their questions, like, oh, do I go to heaven because of this? And learning about Jesus' forgiving love. It was so incredible. And so I encourage you, any event that the youth may put on, it is worth it to invest in the future of these students, because they are going to be the leaders in the church, and they're going to be the ones who have the legacy and help the world get to know about Jesus. Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen and amen.